Welcome, fellow drum and bass enthusiasts. Today, we're diving into the exciting world of macro automation recording specifically tailored for club mixes. By the end of this lesson, you'll be empowered to dynamically shape your tracks, enhancing the heavy bass lines and exhilarating breakbeats that characterize DNB music. So, let's get started. In this lesson, we will be creating an engaging DNB track snippet that uses macro automation to control various elements like filter sweeps, reverb levels, and other key effects. This will bring energy to your mixes, helping them resonate with the pulsating vibe of any club setting. First up, let's set up your project. Open Ableton Live and create a new project. We want to keep the BPM around 170 to 180, which is the classic tempo for drum and bass. Now, let's add a drum rack for our beat. Choose a 909 for your kick, snare, and hi-hats to start laying down the foundation. Now, let's create your basic drum pattern. Program a standard DNB beat with your kick on beats 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4, and hit those 16th note hi-hats consistently. This simple yet effective pattern forms the backbone of your track. Next, we need to add a bassline. Insert an instance of a synth, like analog or operator. Choose a preset that gives you a deep sub-bass, which is crucial for that rich DNB sound. Program a simple MIDI clip focusing on the root notes of your chord progression. Keep it creative, and remember to make it groove by slightly adjusting the timing of your notes. With our drums and bass set, it's time to create macro controls. In your instrument rack for the bass synth, hit the tab key to access the macro controls. Map some essential parameters to those controls, such as the low pass filter frequency, reverb dry slash wet, and distortion drive. This will set you up for the next step, automation recording. Now let's get into automation. Turn on automation writing by toggling the automation arm button in the top right corner of Ableton. Start playing your track and manipulate those macro knobs in real time. For example, slowly reduce the filter frequency during the intro and lift it back up just before the drop. Gradually increase the reverb level during the breakdown for added atmosphere and adjust distortion to push the energy further. Once you've recorded your initial automation, head over to the arrangement view. Here, you'll see the automation lanes that have been created. Go ahead and edit those automation curves to smooth out any abrupt changes. Using busier curves can help create more fluid transitions. Now, let's address some common pitfalls. First, avoid over-automation. Resist the urge to automate too many parameters at once. Focus on a few key elements for clarity. Also, make sure your sounds don't remain static. It's important for elements like bass and leads to evolve throughout your track. Lastly, after automation, pay attention to your mix levels. Any changes can alter the overall balance, so keep your ears tuned. Let's explore some pro tips for crafting those darker and heavier sounds typical of drum and bass. Consider using convolution reverb on your snares for immersive, eerie resonances. Experimenting with sidechain compression can create that heavy, pumping effect alongside your kick drum. And don't forget about time-stretched vocal samples. They can add haunting textures when processed with a slow LFO modulation. For a mini practice exercise, create a new 8-bar drum pattern but keep it minimal. Rethink your bass line by making it syncopated, focusing on those offbeat notes. Map 3 macro controls and record automation for just one parameter, such as filter cutoff. Finally, bring everything together and listen closely to the dynamic shifts you've created. To recap, today we explored macro automation recording in Ableton Live specifically for club mixes in the DNB genre. You learned how to set up a project, create a drum pattern, and implement macro controls for effective automation. Remember to keep those automations purposeful, always striving to drive the energy of your mix with subtle yet impactful changes. Now go forth and create tracks that will shake the dance floors. Don't forget to share your progress and keep pushing the boundaries of your sound. Happy producing!